know you. And it's not because you know me. It's because you've listened to me. You've heard me speak and read poems and tell stories and share my dreams and you've heard me whimper and moan and come over again. But I know you. You're the guy who sends a message after every post to thank me for the effort that I put into producing the content you enjoy. And I suspect you do this for everyone, whether you enjoyed it or not. You upvote everything. You leave respectful and sweet comments that have nothing to do with what my words have done to your body, but more just appreciating the fact that I'm here. I see you do it for others, and I see you treat performers like more than just vending machines. Insert compliment, receive orgasm. You don't send graphic messages with expectations. You've never shown me unsolicited photos of your body or told me things that you demand to do to me. You're sweet and you're kind and you respect everybody. You're nice. And I feel like I've got you pegged. No pun intended. But what you don't realize is every message, every word, every comment, every mild engagement has drawn me closer and closer to you. I think a lot about what you must be like. I bet you're shy. I bet that in school, you sat in the back, not because you were a slacker or wanted to be out of the teacher's eye, but because you wanted to be out of everybody's eye. Now, you're the guy who sits quietly and observes during meetings. When you volunteer an idea, it's tentative. You don't want to ruffle feathers, even if you know you're right. You speak sparingly. You choose your words painstakingly to ensure you don't have to use a single word more than necessary to get your point out. At the end of the day, you slip out with no muss, no fuss, no guys' night at the pub, no work event, no hot dates. I bet you blush when a stranger looks at you on the street, or if somebody meets your eye in a shop. Do you hate being the center of attention? I think so. You're the guy who gets flustered when you get a compliment, even if it's not romantic or flirty. You sit on the train with your head down and read your book. You look out the window and listen to your music and ignore the world around you. You wait for the bus and don't speak to anyone. But you're the guy I want to speak to, that I want to laugh and flirt with. You're the guy I want to walk up to and pull tight against me, whose hair I want to ruffle, whose lips I wish to kiss, whose mouth I want to taste, and whose perfect image I'd love to ruin in the best way possible. I want to wrap my arm around your waist and press my forehead to yours and look into your eyes and tell you that I want you. And not just for tonight, or for a week of fun, or a month, or even for the year, but forever. I want you to let me inside your mind, the mind that I already think I know so well. I want you to hug me back and rest your head on my chest and sigh and know that you're safe with me, that you're desired. You're more than just some guy I lust after on the internet. You're more than anyone. You're the guy that I've fallen in love with. I want to take you out tonight and make you laugh and walk back to your house. I want you to invite me inside, and then after an awkward pause and an exchange of grins on the doorstep, push the door open and step aside. I want you to freeze in place once you've closed the door, and turn around to see me standing in the hall, watching you, grinning and self-assured. I want to see you blush as I move towards you, ever so slowly. I want to hear your breathing quicken when I cup your face in my hands and press my lips to yours for the first time. I want to hear you moan. Feel your body tremble as I push you back up against the door and slide my knee between your legs. Press my thigh against you, against your heat, against your throbbing hard cock. I want to see you stripped of all that shyness and grind yourself against my leg. I want your eyes to widen when I break our kiss. I want to feel you holding your breath as I slide down to my knees in front of you. Unbuckle your belt, pull down your pants, and swallow your length between my lips. I want to watch your eyes roll back in your head. I want to hear your moans turn primal as I suck you deeper and jerk you harder. I want to hear you whimper as I stare up into your eyes and work you closer and closer to orgasm. I want to push away that moment of doubt and uncertainty that clouds your face in the moments right before you come from me. That fear of exposing yourself so completely vanquished by my mouth. I want to see you let go. I want to watch you and hear you and hold you up and support you as your body shakes and your legs quiver and your cock explodes in my mouth, throbbing and pulsing and shooting rope after rope of sticky, tasty cum all over my tongue. I want to laugh gently as you begin sucking in air and breathing deep, coming back down to your senses after experiencing such extreme pleasure. I want you to give me another shy look, an uncertain glance, as you retreat from your orgasm and watch me swallowing every last drop of you with a smile on my face. I want to kiss you again and squeeze you. Hard, sensitive nipples poking into your chest, my breasts heaving as I breathe. I want to bite your lip just gently as I finally take my last hand off your cock. And then I want to see the lust and disbelief in your eyes as I lick and suck the last traces of your cum from each of my fingers, one after the other. I want to taste you. Taste your cum. Swallow it and make you a part of me. Tell you how delicious you are. How sweet you are in every way imaginable. I want to lean in and kiss that spot on your neck right below your ear where you're so sensitive and whisper, I'm going to taste the rest of you tonight. I'm hoping that you'll do the same. I want to watch your eyes glaze over when I ask if you'd like to fuck me right there on the floor, or if you want to follow my ass into your bedroom and destroy me. You're the man that I want to take hold of my hand, lead me to the bed, strip naked, push me back, spread my legs wide open, and make me moan. Make me scream out when you bury your face between my thighs. You're the man I want to lick my pussy, stick your tongue inside me, suck on my clit, fuck me with your fingers, and make me come. I want you to drink my juices directly from the source as many times as you can draw me out. You're the man I want to kiss and cuddle and be the little spoon for while I wait for you to get hard again. You're the man I will always wait. The man whose legs I wish to lie between. Who I want to tease and play with as I work my way up your body, planting kisses on your thighs and your stomach. As my hair trails over your skin, my eyes are locked on yours, my lips form a perfect red oval. As I hover above your cock, you're the man I know I want to use me. Whose hands I want tangled in my hair, guiding my head up and down and up and down. Whose cock I want to feel growing in my mouth and stretching my throat and making me sore. The man I want to moan for me and swear for me and encourage me to go deeper and deeper until my lips are resting against his belly. You're the man I want to see looking up at me, finally confident in himself, as I sink myself down onto your length in one soft, fluid motion. The man I want to moan, oh, fuck, with in perfect unison. Who I want to pull me close and roll me over. Whose waist I wish to wrap my legs around. The man whose hands I want to feel gripping and slapping my ass, playing with my tits, pinning my arms to the bed and urging me to come as he fucks me harder and harder and harder. Whose shoulder I will bite when I can't hold back. Whose body I want pressed to mine. Not so much as a single sliver of air between us. My arms and my legs around him, pulling him closer, deeper, holding him into place as he fills me to the brim. The man whose flesh I want to mark and whose body I want to ruin as he empties himself inside me again and again and again. It's you. You're the man I want to come for. The man I want to come on time and time again in every possible position in every way conceivable. You're the man I'll devote myself to his life, to his happiness, and to his pleasure. But until I find a way to make you see me instead of just hear me, you're that guy that I see online and lust for, but who never notices.